The cardinal complex? Are you longing for some lecherous lines? Is it seduction from a sultry sonnet that you're seeking? Or would you rather be ravished by rhythm and rhyme? Care to venture a little voyeuristic versification with this lyrical libertine? Or could this wanton wordsmith leave you with an appetite for an allegorical adultering? Why not slake your literary lustings in a personal one-on-one?
St. Valentine's Day Mascara.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara.
St. Valentine's Day Mascara. 14th of February 2021. 11 a.m. PST. Facebook Live. A date for everyone. Hosted by Ms. Noir.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes in New England like fresh gray snow. If you want global lava markets to continue to be dominated by terriblest regimes like Iceland, Chile, and the Philippines, vote for my opponent, who sits in their back pocket as comfortably as Pahoehoe on the slopes of Kilauea. If you want the United States to stay competitive in the era of peak lava and beyond, then take a chance on the Chancellor.
Are you looking for local handcrafted leather goods? Look no further than Skin on Skins, a local mission leather working shop. All original pieces handcrafted for you. Jackets, belts, purses, jewelry, everything made out of leather. You need your bicycle seat fixed? You want it in cool leather? Under can do it. You have a motorcycle that you want to fit out with side bags and cool stuff? Talk to Under. Go to skinonskins.com. That's SKINONSKINS.com. You just went to Folsom Street Fair and you don't have enough leather? Go see Under. Everything is handcrafted and understated quality. Fine leather handcrafted goods for all of your needs. He also does fixes. Maybe you love that jacket. He'll put the zipper back in. Talk to Under at skinonskins.com at 20th and Mission. Check them out at skinonskins.com.
LSD, FAP, acid and fapping, fapping and acid, acid fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
What is flat black plastic? What could it be? It's exactly what you think it is. Flat black plastic. Vinyl. Records. Round. Played. Mixed. All for you every Saturday from noon to two by Scotto Walker. Amazing artist, music DJ, vinyl enthusiast. That is flat black plastic.
This is Tussle Matters with Mutiny Radio. Big up to number one station, the ruling nation. Give it to me every time.
My name is Breakfast. And I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a Chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Hey, I'm local comedian Edna Mirarea, known for my sketch comedy show Edna in a Bottle. I also happen to be a monologue queen.
Yas.
So when I'm not joking about the state of humanity, I am telling stories. Just like I do in my solo show, Alters for My Alters, where all the characters in my head try to conquer me for stage time.
That's right, you better put me on.
Leave her alone. Where am I?
It won Best of SF Fringe and it's Broke Ass Stewart approved. And I'm screening my solo show on February 5th because it's my birthday. So we're having a drum and bass party afterward with DJ Flocko.
Drum and bass.
Get your tickets to my show, Alters for My Alters, and the dance party afterward at Eventbrite. Just go to eventbrite.com and type in Edna Monologue Queen Turns 35. See you February 5th.
Boo, boo, boo.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast. Brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ, Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
The continuation of the answer is a question for means of occupying a space of time. Hence their similarities. And commas are pauses and branchings of new spaces for the enjoyment of some, however pretilicious towards others, as they branch with you and create a story which is not altogether pleasuring until the end, which is not yet known in light company. That is a little photon joke. Going back, again, which we cannot to that bang, however we do bang on it. And bang about, and the big one was just an answer. If you could be there and we're here, and here is there and about again, and isn't it grand? And our first question was just what was it? What could one possibly say? And there was one, and others followed, etc. And again, which is too soon to be again, the question was likely to listen to the monument of continuing answer. And how is listening a question? Well, it's not out loud, you see, and that is the part of the answer and the continuation of such. And it weeps, and that's where the rain came for, and so forth. I skipped a bunch, but it did not, and as it's been said, has been done and done. Well and well and wells and etc. the likes and so forth, and not forth yet, because there was no direction in particular, and since we weren't traveling in any direction in particular, there was no need to look back, which is how you figure out where you are, and going, and coming back too, and there was no coming back. This was it, and by it I mean this, and boy we got our planet, too. A circle for us. Because some of us thought we could look forward and back at the same time, and that again is a little time joke, for which does not exist to be known unless you do look back, and that perhaps was and is still part of the bang, I mean, to look back without turning around and question and answer with an equal power, for there was only one power, or type to be known, and the juxtaposites of a kind and liking way to discover each other has just created a place larger than we'd ever run into ourselves again. And always do anyway, which is likened to, well, an X that. Well, not an X, but imagine you can and never disconnect, and you get used to it, you draw it in, and it draws about you, swirly, and since you're used to it, you think the universe works like that, and it does for you, until one day you can be discovered and people just stick to you, and you can't get rid of them because you're raw power and hold on to everything? because everything is good to hold, you know? And so you trust it'll all be untangled, and it is, and it carries you and on, and more to the, what was it again? I suppose, which is a supposition or overlay of items which may not directly relate in other realms or facts yet, but always do for one keen enough to keep track of them for everybody until the end of that conversation. Hence the interrupt being energies to provide for the continuation of the answer was and is so appreciated for the benefit of anybody and anything here and far for eternity, as is our nature of beginning to an end. Funny we should place a period above, but it helps us move along. Yes, of course there is more and less is more of it, only to staunch the velocity which makes us go without cause, or to a cause which outcomes are already known, so perhaps we take examples. Well, physicality, we have it now, so that's important. And by we I always meant that, just as the universe, and why I'm not sure I like that term, see voices raised in text which was meant to argue a point we all agree on, and carrying that forward creates this loop of string where we think caps are a good idea, and see we said caps without an argument and everybody reading is going to be confused. Pop culture. It comes and goes away and is relived when we're old and want a cheap smile from ourselves and another, and to ensure that we did travel through time to get to a place where we I suppose needed to be cheap, or at least use the economy to laugh and expose a synapse as a sort and offering to another listener is to latch and become a part of our brain, for that synaptic period which is its self-defense against a listener who will simply not let go. Blip. Dot. Electrical systems are functioning, and that is good. Could you imagine? Well, of course you can. Silly. Looking around we see only, and not looking around shows, or some trickery of language, and not back to velocity. Dot. Characters B rode gently up the lift. The staircase had been broken and there was a sign. Be brief in the elevator, there's only enough power to get to the floor you're going to. The windows of this building were a sort of blue, clear, with blue droplets of water clinging to them. Did I say cling? As if it were for dear life. And dear and loved it was, and when you've been isolated in a droplet on the 57th floor, you would be clingy to it and probably wondering who would take the stairs to such heights, or even build them that high. Do people like being stacks atop one another? Surely they must. The cup clinked. Coffee was on our character's mind, because he grew to the taste and the effects of walking to and from an inanimate object which returned without question, an object of his desire, to his liking if here early enough to make a pot. And he was and is, here now, and the pot had already been made too, was the smell from around to the next cubicle. He poured his cup and moved it around to see. It was a fresh clean cubicle, and a fresh clean sitting woman or man, doesn't matter at this point in the story, now does it, unless you're expecting something out of it, which you shouldn't because this is an office environment and we just came to see about the coffee. Which is delicious. One of them not necessarily known to each other, or whether one of them said it before the other, or whether that also matters to our listener, or reader depending on one's predilection of eavesdropping on the lives of others. Yes, it is, was the simultaneous answer from one to the affirmation of the statement from the other, or both, and is known to be the same thing. It's early and I thought I'd make a cup, and the pot was there, and I was thinking of tea, or was I, or you see now I'm thinking of tea perhaps again, and I have this coffee, which is still delicious. It's too early in our conversation to carry on this like, isn't it? You said it was early. The two looked at each other and thought to themselves they might well sip the coffee and enjoy some, and it was still good. See? Perhaps I can ask what you're doing today, or with your bits of life that are in the here and immediate daylight future for the we in the company which provides this space for us to sip coffee? I'm Dan and I make things over there, he pointed. Oh? I was told we didn't have to decide so early, and that I should just get a cup of coffee and see what happens. They haven't paid me yet, you know, I'm an intern. I see the things that need making and make things around and about it to provide heat and energy for the group to carry on productively. I brought lunch today, which is a forward thing to brag about. Yay, I have food. Let's think about my gut this early in the morning, but there you have it. Coffee, food, and the idea that I won't need to eat the food until I run out of ideas. And that's why I made the coffee and we're talking. Dan was trying to decide if he was still clever and stammered at the realization that he'd have to turn on cleverness with no apparence, and so whipped out his phone to check something. He didn't know either, which is why I'm here. What? I said. Well, I'm here, what do you know? As in, hey, what do you know about that she? And now she was quite definitely a she because we needed her pronoun, and I suppose we could have asked. It's quite all right, he said to the point of nothing, which confused the she who hadn't identified herself by name and as such looked up a bit at the preceding paragraph and tapped her now available pen against the palm of her hand. Is there a whiteboard to diagram? I thought one here would be good. Bubbles on the tops of Dan's coffee cup burbled into each other and clung to the side of the ceramic. Yes, he was clever. He wanted to tell her about the water on the window and how the air bubbles in the middle of this mixed-up water was driven by the water itself, air and water, air behaving like water and water like air. Fascinating. He felt he was telling her because he was thinking about it and decided this was a point to continue the nonverbal dialogue, which may have saddened her, because she looked down, but into her coffee cup, which explained why. Yes, the bubbles matched the dew on the window. I thought you were going to mention it. Of course I did, and that's why we're talking. Would you like to know more? It's all here. And there. And all together, you know, as in fashion, the cyclical means to travel in like kinds to be recognized and carry packets of data to other like kinds, simil instant like and the like, which is our points and similarities. The pause meant I could continue. The coffee, while just and seemingly fluid, is actual, and while it has made friends with the water temporarily, it carries 40 chemical messages for us, and the water, while friends with both coffee and ourselves, is doomed to trick us into drinking it, so that it can escape cleanly from the mess and quite it is, it's gotten into. So you're saying coffee had to trick somebody to get what it wanted, and what it wanted was to be inside of us. Quite definite that we wanted to be near it. And likewise a bean must be like that, fiber for the heart, but in this case the opposite, so it tricked us from the start, and we are water, so that's probably where that began. In fact, coffee actually loves water, and grows on the sides of mountains to get the runoff, and that is likely because water is not foolish enough to hang around further that water wouldn't enjoy it, and the trickery would become sad for both. So the agreement is to let the water run through and feed it, then get stuffed and ground up and accelerate water once more, as a little JP payback for the health, and that speeds up everything in a water system, including medication and anything which activates. And how does that affect power? Well, it must use up the available energy for water travel, and so along with the acid, drains power from the blood. Ever apparent that it is doing the opposite, which is a little joke about what power is. As a provider or as a suck, and coffee sucks and we suck at things out of our control, and we control coffee, or so we think, and thinking is what we like, and damn be the foolish red blood cell that's trying to keep the planet alive, eh? Well, that's put and right away, isn't it? And my name is Laura. It's nice to know you like my name. I can see the way you typed it lowercase, and Dan is alright, for now. What she wanted to say she did. And listen as we all did, and the water. Well, we can see their cups are 65% full, approximately the same, though Dan sipped a bit more because he was standing, and they were both considering both finishing and simultaneously doing away with coffee. However, it is so perfect in its description that we and they can't help but continue to be fooled and enjoy a cup now and again is now, and the two took their sips. What's happening now is the questioning or perhaps excitement or remembrance of the ease of work which coffee allows us to do. Up. Down. Sip. Swallow. Ease. Allowed work in an easy economy which allows us to do so, as in the 1980s, which any like high-rise office environment is very like, a throwback to a place to get out from wherever was on ground, and into the 1950s, and higher without taking drugs. Except this pot of coffee, which again, is allowed. And we don't like to answer questions, we like to create solutions, as we're not children, and we spend our money and we likely buy coffee for the home, which in its way is portable corporate environment for our living spaces, and metal and glass too, etc. Dan took out a peanut cookie, shaped like a peanut, and offered it upwards towards Laura, who declined politely because she was 6 feet away and didn't feel like getting up, and as he dipped it in his coffee, she took out her lunch bag and a bag of grapes, and noshed on one. She could tell he was a little jealous of her grapes and offered him some. Not with the coffee. Or a cookie, confirmed his jealousy with a lowered voice and shrunken shoulders. Okay, they were already shrunken a bit, but when you notice something for the first time you apply it to what you knew immediately previously. And she was getting frustrated that she didn't have that line and it was unassigned as casual causal thinking on the part of RQ, who was evident now and writing all our bits. You know, of course you do, Dan, she got up and sort of said to the sky. That it's 8 a.m. and there's nobody else on the floor, and yet we can carry a conversation as in continuity and likeness and etc. And how do you think that is, without another? She peered around a now found potted plant which was 4 feet high. It was well watered, and odd that it be so in such a high office. Do you choose these plants? She asked out loud to Dan. Office plants shouldn't need this much water, it's banned for the structure. Oh, that's a nice looking plant though. I think we inherited it from another floor that was vacating. All that explains that, a failure produced something which should not be, here. And it is nice, which is why they liked it, and I hope this isn't the plant that made them fail. They both grinned up at one, and at the plant. While, and that the plant observed this by sucking up more water. Greedy thing to do at a time like this, and that perhaps was the problem, the soil didn't want the water, the plant didn't really need it, but enjoyed it so much that they kept watering it, which delighted the plant to the point where it wanted to be moved closer to the dew on the freshly washed skyscraper windows, which it believed also was why the water stuck to glass. To feed friendly and lonely plants on this the 57th floor again, which the plant overheard and planned to use in light conversation like the ketchup, was the sound of it supping more water as the two looked on. That plant is going places, you wanna help me move it to the window for some sun? And to visit those droplets of water too? Yes, and to keep everybody aware that plants get what they want around here too, and the plant stopped supping water and let off some oxygen for the gentleman and woman to utilize for its own benefit. And it hummed. They trussled it across the floor, leaving a bit of muck behind, and that was like blood to the plant, and so it missed its spot for now, and was deciding to enjoy what it wanted for an even second and was anxious that it would be out of normal conversational circles. And would the waterer find it, and? Well, so many questions, here comes the sun. Right in the spot that it had wanted and been placed, even so carefully as the tilting it had done was just move it towards the light, giving it the option to straight back up, and it did, in its genome and while it was still tilted. It was looking up, and the leaves were turning as the stalk was straightening and all felt good, and these are the moments that plants dream of and when a plant's dream, we utilize the water that we supped into material wealth for the transdisposition of carbon dioxide into oxygen, and etc. Well, Laura, this is our morning. I'm going to walk over there and post what's on my phone which are the events of before and later to be known, and we, the company, are hoping you'll stay, and you can set up anywhere you'd like, and the whiteboards are in a big office across, over, there, he pointed to a big glass room. And you can draw all you'd like, when you like, and the usual whiteboard rules apply. And I'm keen to see what you do draw, and with that I'm off. And the two smiled and the one, then other sipped their coffee and each felt the day had become, as trickery or not, fun was the reasoning they put themselves in situations, and this situation was well and fine. She thought of the water again, and wondered just a bit about how water might be the tricky one to start, and or are humans the tricky ones to employ water as a means of communication. Well, Q imagined for her, that men are electric and women are fluid, and the vices and verses of man is machine and Mother Earth are, well, man gets water out of the air, and through osmosis, and skin is a particular and strange lengthy organ of perhaps string, in theory anyway. Should he tell her about fingerprints? As in the record player, audible to the organ, which plays for the water piped and admired. How else were we to be known, thought the skin, as there is so many ways, but our hands are where it begins and ends, see the print. You're looking now, and I'm not because I know the pattern, and it's in our Ouroboros, and that is your clue for the early morning. Carry on, gents and madam, as is the usual collation of sexes at a cocktail party such as this, and on the Heinz floor, do stop by the plant once more for a conversation or several lifetimes of shredded jetted vibrational velocity for the chloroplasts to saunter in. This is Radio 11 and you have been smattered by the variant legendary as in the boxy thing on apps, Aqua. Q.
Hello, this is Serena, the other voice of our very special Mutiny Radio featured hour, Radio 11, with Aqua Q, broadcasting Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific, as in the pacified pacifier of the suck and unsuck for your listening leisure. And we're also here to say that the mutt is all of us needs Mutiny Radio entertainment, and thus in this we are, so please consider a donation. We are Mutiny Radio on Venmo, and if you want to be extra special, write in Radio 11 in the ledger to let our director know what's special these mid-afternoons. And now straighten up, and listen sideways away and means to lean forwards to the tune of MutinyRadio.fm.
Breakfast elevates the hearts for the action and fervor of feeding a desire for a twistery of taste by tongue through the thoughtful traveling of our gut feel, weighed in by sequences of tally smacked up jugular pokery to match the eyes to the stomach, by surroundings of those in good company. It's true, that a hearty breakfast is indeed just, and that is the distraction needed for the exchange of phalange gumuckery on the keys to let you in on the notes, while simultaneously blocking out the 3D channels of talk radio, which, while surely needed at all times, these days, is a luxury to ignore for some simple damages, like this breath of a poet, iambic on wicked up cherries and ferverments of elemental espresso. It was and is this particular morning when Q planned to re-up his game of living in this the greatest trials of living cities, a San Francisco of a daily choosing, call it a town, or the villain by villages, but not ought to bother the bots which operate the interior spacings of the under-utilitized internet. Ring. It was a kind of morning where the ringing started right away and the answering came much later, to the tune of the late openers of the offices meant to discuss options on which and the oths and the weighing of means in a kind and gentle way. Oh, to be social. Ducks indeed were in alignment, as comms sat idle but primed, and with that knowledge, Q proceeded to lean a bit into the day by compartment department, imparted and stored like a straggle of shoes which perhaps needed a bit more sockery and the like. Waiting is a game played by those who wish to align their day through means and wills towards the beginning of any of those interactions which bear fruit, and so, the practice today is the disentangled bits of loop tape which have not yet been written, but were and are to be practiced anew for benefits of repetitious by non-repeating. Digits by and five digits of the fidgety kindness which lands us into our next setting. Sip. Q sipped a bit into the air and noticed his adjustment. Sirens, not in a priming state, but observed nonetheless, and coupled with the semi-complimentary ticky and tackiness of the tic-tac buildings going up in a down ground around the U-bend for answers from 6 hours ago. Left, center, right, and all was in general order to prod into yesterday with a hook to just gently pull a string of yarn over a furry spot of brain and hope the fluff clears. Oh no. That's a horrible idea, said that bit of brain, and snapped the yarn back into a ball and rolled it across the floor for the non-existent cat to paddle it for a bit. Oh, it did enjoy that perfect globe of a yarn not ever seen nor willed to again, and it clawed gently and bit it with its white teeth, from white fur, as a kitten, for how else would a non-existent cat be not seen? Brief inventory on hearts of proceeding, as gently as the kitten, we're at carpet graded A levels with a preponderance of well, a necessity of wellness of 85 percentage points towards the naught, and sewing and farthings few but far from a singularity which is on the top shelving of deliciousness to be divided by a summarization of a chance for a bit of gamey wooshiness which is where expectation provides our Frenston free energy. How can one return naught, when it's keyed up just right on a board of punchiness, to align our famed character Q upper left and as strong as the oxen of Moranuk Jest, we sift gently for the flour which was meant for a girl but instead baked into a tossed-up pizza with extra everything for the numbness of a friend yet to be discovered. Q ring Miranda, straight up the telephone pole, or from molasses of Rule 20, which affected his voice slightly. As Warbly Copper hit its trough through to the water table, and chair balanced for perhaps a later afternoon of the odd kindry to visit and jinker in a meditative relativistic zeroing out of RAM plus failed bits which, while unrecoverable, were kind enough to leave their artifacts of X or and naught. A further look at the situation brings the body forwards and forwards, yet the clock is our demonic reminder to set itself back four paces, which is to say make it so, as in pacemaker. The artificial electrics. Hello Q. Miranda finally picked up the phone after 23 rings. She had also been enjoying the warble, at a 90-volt addition from her own table, and a glass of water which was only meant for Jurassic Park moments. You on the letter, Q? She punched her query into the teletext on the lower thirds of her copper eyeball. The moat you send was a little runny. Have you been eating eggs again, or is that his style? She grinned. Style, yes, as a comb filter at 60 may take the buzzing out, or it may level a playing field of bass which was meant to sign on to a techno dewdrop, although I hear they're taking theirs to 88 as per the triad and a soldering iron with flux core resin. I had an idea for a hat. Oh, at that gravity and time came up again, for the dream and more. Where planets chattered for the benefit of their own clocking orbits in streams not only seen but swam for and about and in a not so millionth of a subsecond to excite the next electron with those bits of signal carried about their mating writ and written for a gentle honor of self to as to be known in the patterns which produce re non-repeat, again and noggin. Yes, the air is fair and still here as well. It looks as if the discussion has suspensed the gaseous shifteries. And we appear here and there, though fractal on a corner shop side stop, slightly unknown by signal, and if only. Well, we could do with a bit of clearance. Was I the first person you called? Here, let me punch in a gesture just and slight, and. There's the digit. She flashed the hook, punched in 9, left it, and flashed back. Okay, we have 9 on a wire. Which means that bit is open from there to there. She motioned the point between the CO's switch towards its next grounded electrics. It must be getting antsy. Why don't you punch up the rest? She flashed them together. Q clackered in with a rolling set of tones towards the hillside, where flicks often slid around the faux wood flooring and flipped through news on her Kindle, the paper wire reporting type which was intended as fact. Oh, hello you two. It's time, is it? Come on up at your leisure, the couch is always a conservation, and the fridge is working perfectly, for its intended purpose of heat exchange for the small collection of Genevaites you've sent me. What that them? They drew all over the frosting. I think I may have gotten them a bit drunk, you wouldn't believe the poetry. I hope you're not cross, Q. Well, that explains this left foot. It seems to want to recite Grimm's fairy tales backwards without a cover, in hardback, but I'm staving it off for a smaller pocketbook and perhaps a lesson in traversing a toroid of a lifesaver candy, and wean it back to paper, which is tougher than a soul whose sole purpose is to line a shoe in towards our destiny of evasions. Or speak and spell would be a very boring game. But. Miranda butted in, but we'll see the couch. And it will see us. She joked. It will take 35 minutes of travel, but lightly as it were, we'll precede the notebooks and you can just toss them around to look casual and all and well in the ness of necessity, which is to say, we have some extra scrabble for our city today. Peachy, Flix drolled in her usual tonal sparked voice, and the tryst trust will carry on until the moon flips, folds, or otherwise indicates a tidal aloha in a manner liking to said doors towards the front and the rear of our, or, offices. It's lit. You? Eh? Said Q. Sure, Miranda piped down. Did you know you and Toy are very similar in language? I wonder if that's how kids feel about themselves when they start using smartphones. Oh Behave, was the pop rock culture clubby bit meant to cue the music, and it did. Miranda rose THS receiver up a few notches on her panel and plugged a quarter eighth into the vinyl cage, as she called it, flipped on a lighted LED single pole dual throw and scratched behind her ear as she hoped the scratchy record would find the diamond head, and, it did. D.E. Light. Leaving this on the level. Punching out. All. They all punched on hold and hung their receivers in place. See you on the inside, they all grinned and turned and began to package up their days for a bit more of difference, from within and about haptics. Dot.
And yet again, Radio 11 brings you our eggs and counters of parts, partings, partying, weighing in light and means for travel from the lab's remote and unbearing FCC from a van named Charlie or the angular angel kind of ruckus which is meant to keep a school of fish from overflowing a tank, which has had a special dam engineering for it to do the crossover radio announcements. This is Aqua Q and a singularity of a Friday in toast motion, Brown and Hoo-E, with a BBC bit for the kit set drum party CH panned left to right and jiggle just a bit like a potted plant piece plus love from lovely San Francisco, Sunshine et LC3W.
Hey, I'm local comedian Edna Mirarea, known for my sketch comedy show Edna in a Bottle. I also happen to be a monologue queen.
Yas.
So when I'm not joking about the state of humanity, I am telling stories, just like I do in my solo show Alters for My Alters, where all the characters in my head try to conquer me for stage time.
That's right, you better put me on.
Leave her alone. Where am I?
It won Best of SF Fringe and it's Broke-Ass Steward approved. And I'm screening my solo show on February 5th because it's my birthday. So we're having a drum and bass party afterward with DJ Flacco.
Drum and bass.
Get your tickets to my show Alters for My Alters and the dance party afterward at Eventbrite. Just go to eventbrite.com and type in Edna Monologue Queen Turns 35. See you February 5th.
Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, it's Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday. For all practical purposes, and I've done all I need to do, I think, at this point, and I'm glad that you have done what you need to do.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bug House Square, I don't know. I'm just trying to, I'm just coping like everybody else. And I got to tell you, though, go listen to Flat Black Plastic, man. If you come through the website, Flat Black Plastic, Saturdays, just a great show last week. Check that out. And I'm doing nothing like that. I pulled records. I was trying to do things for the fucking Hatriots. But I don't know. Yeah. But we'll see what you got. It's all good music. I got to tell you that right now. I'm looking at it. That's a good stack of records there.
The time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men.
Kill him in the river.
Some strange man was that, a vigilante man.
Mm-hmm.
Why does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante men? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
People that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in me.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be heard loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in a mile.
Came to me, I can't help it if I'm lucky. Yeah. never did. But the daughter never saw.
Same thing, Mama. You understand that? Well, like how I understand how you can, cause like I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish, todo está bien chévere, you understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere. Bien chévere. Is that right, Mama? Yeah, cause I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama, cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag and that you must go other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing.